So we'll do the holy letters from the Rebbe, and this is in volume 4, and the letter number is 1041. Okay, let's see here the date. No? It's being stubborn now. Okay, so here the Rebbe is addressing this letter. This is dated the 9th day of Sivan, Tavshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to a rabbi. His name is Kalman Nochum. Not a rabbi, but Reina Kalman Nochum, Sheikha Fisher. And it says Shebagin. What is Shebagin? Where is that? That's a. Where is Shebagin? Shebagin. That looks like a place where he lived. I'm not sure what Shebagin is.
Shebogin.
Shebogin. What is Shebogin?
Sounds
well. It's in New Jersey.
What is it? Is that? I'm not sure. Not sure?
I don't know.
Okay. So peace and blessing. The Rebbe said, I have, it with pleasantness I received regards from you, and I was very satisfied from your occupation that you are involved in the community affairs in your community. And I ask you, please be so kind to send my regards and my blessings to all those that participated and will participate from now on with you, that may God provide you success, each one and one, in all that you need, and may you be able to only notify us of good news about this. In an independence package, the Rebbe says, I sent you the book of talks, Sefer HaSichos, of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles the Rebbe gives, and certainly during a time which is a time of pleasantness, a time of will, of goodwill, like for example, the Rebbe says, during the third meal of Shabbos or during the festival, similar to this, you will find the proper ways how to benefit the many with the Rebbe's talks that are printed over here. So basically, read it for them, give the people over from what is written there. There are over there various different topics that are fitting for every type, beginning from the great scholars, confined things of interest to them, until the very simplest of the simplest can also find words that would interest them and words of inspiration. This is, as it's known, with regards to the line of truth. Now you know the word, what is the Hebrew word for, the Rebbe doesn't write it over here. What? Emes. The word Hashem Elokeichem, Emes. So Emes, the first letter is what? Which is the first letter of the?
Alphabet.
The last letter of Emes is what? Which is?
The last letter.
And the letter Mem is the middle letter of the alphabet. So that means that truth goes from one extreme to the other three. It goes through all the lines. So when you have true Torah, that goes through everybody. So there's something for everybody. Whether you're the greatest scholar or you're the simplest person, it goes through, especially when we learn about Torah, that the truth needs to go through from one end to the other end, as explained shortly in Tanya Sefer Perikut Gimel. And like they have also, like in the Mishkan that they built, the tabernacle. So how did they hold the walls together? I mean, they had a structure over there. How did they hold the walls together? So there were poles. There were like poles. They had like brackets on the outside of the Mishkan that were sticking out. There were loops. And they had a stick, which is called which was Mavriach, which ran from along the side. So each of the three sides had those poles. There was three of them, one on the top, one on the bottom, and one in the middle. Some say that it was inside the middle of the, inside the beams, in the thick middle of the thickness. Some say it was the outside. But what happened to the whole, what held all the wall, three walls together? So now we had, each wall was held together by these poles. So it says that the middle one went through, it actually miraculously, it was made out of wood, but it sort of, when it went through, it snaked through like a snake. So you went there, it went one direction, then it turned into the other direction, turned again around, and that held it together. It was one piece that was, it's called Mavriach min ha-kotze la-kotze. It went from one extreme to the other extreme, and it held together the whole structure. It also represents Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those are the three forefathers. While Abraham is considered the characteristic of kindness, and Gevura is the characteristic of stringency, and Yaakov is the middle one. He is considered the characteristic of Tiferes, the characteristic of truth, which means of pity, which means, you know, kindness is kind to everybody. Sometimes that's not the best, because, you know, sometimes there is criminals out there don't deserve kindness. Sometimes you do acts of kindness and you let a child, you know, cross the street by themselves, so that's not kindness. You know? So kindness has to, unlimited kindness is also not always good. It's like having a car with just gas without any brakes, you know. So, I mean, you may go far, but you may not be able to stop. What? It's me. And then you have sometimes, some people only have brakes. So everything is, no, that's stringency, you know, just a car with a brake, you're not going to get anywhere. So that's also no good. The middle way is the level of Yaakov. That's the middle way, which means, that's called also pity, it's called truth, which means, you know, sometimes people don't deserve. Stringency would say, don't give, you know, be very strict. Kindness would say, just give everybody. But pity, the middle way says, look, maybe the person doesn't deserve, yeah, but we got to give him a chance. It's sort of taking into consideration both. It's a mixture of kindness and stringency. Because you realize, maybe, you know, it's probably sometimes, you know, a person is not deserving of that. And, you know, by law, you shouldn't deserve it, you shouldn't get it. But yet you employ, and you say, okay, listen, I still have pity, and let's give him another chance. I mean, which, Rachmanis, that's exactly. You have pity, you have Rachmanis. That's Tiferes, that's Yaakov. I mean, maybe they're not deserving, so I would give him another chance and let it do it. So, the Rebbe says, this is about the truth, the Midah of Emes. The Rebbe says, I'm also very interested in to know about the public classes that there are in the synagogue. And I'm sure, the Rebbe says, that you have the tradition that was instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that every day after the davening you should say Tehillim, as it's been divided by the month, to the days of the month. This would be something in addition to each individual classes that one does in by himself, which would be learning a portion of Chumash with the Rashi every day, which is from Sunday, from the beginning of the parasha till Sheni, and on Sheni from Sheni to Shlishi, etc., and also the portion of the Tanya as it's been distributed for the days of the year, as has been printed in the Morashir, in the schedule in the Tanya. And, you know, Baruch Hashem, we can say that over here we do this every day. I mean, we do the Shir Tanya, we do out loud, that's to have learned the Tanya class. We do a portion at least of the Yom, I mean, we don't do the whole Yom. That means that everybody should go home and finish up, but at least we do the first chapter. And the portion of Chumash, that's something that everybody should do on their own. And Rebbe, many letters write that that's a very important study to keep these shiurim, because they bring a person all the blessings that he needs, both physically, spiritually, emotionally, in all aspects. The Rebbe sends regards to the entire group, and he blesses them for physical and spiritual good, and I anticipate good news. What is good? What is the good I want to hear about? Torah mitzvahs. I want to see about the study of Torah and the observance of mitzvahs. And here you see again how the Rebbe is taking every opportunity to the person just send the regards to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe right away took that opportunity to try to encourage and to strengthen him in studying, doing a little bit more. Okay.